Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back once again, baby. And we got a very special guest. This is Mo Sports TV, and I'm here with Lacey's finest hometown hero, CFFC light heavyweight champion, Luke Fernandez. What's good, baby?
What's up, brother? Thank you for having me on. I appreciate this.
Oh, man. I appreciate you for coming on, brother. It's been a long time coming. I know we've been talking about this for a little bit, but it's finally great to have you back, have you in here in the first place, man. It's an honor, bro.
Yes, so, sir. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It is. So let's get right into it, man. So your fight is on the 26th, I believe.
Yes, sir. 26th of August, this month.
And who are you fighting against? I know it's somebody new, right?
Yeah, my first opponent backed out. I don't know why or what happened, but we don't get told that. I'm fighting a new opponent. His name is Reeves Davis, I believe. He's out of Alabama. I think he's 8-7-1. Okay. It's going to be a good matchup.
Different opponent, same results, right?
Same results. These things don't change.
Nothing. These things don't change. You're 5-0. Yes, you're doing great, man. I'm A. And you've been getting them by submission. In the last one, I'm pretty sure you got them by what? TKO?
TKO, yes, sir. Action?
Nice. So if you win, when you win, what is your plans for the future? What do you expect on doing after this W?
So after this fight, after this win, I'm going to proceed to go pro.
I know that's right.
But that really just all depends on like what I'm going to do with when I go pro, if I'm going to sign with the CFFC, which that could be something that I do. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what my coach and what my management decides. And, it really just goes from there. I mean, I'm open to whatever. I'm just going to continue to get better. I enjoy training. I enjoy this whole process that I'm on. So really whatever I'm told, instructed by my coaches, I really trust them with this process. So whatever they want to do, we'll dive into it.
I heard that. So take me back to when you won the CFFC title and CM Punk actually gave you the belt. How did that feel?
Oh, man, that was kind of surreal. I remember back when I was younger watching WWE. Like CM Punk, I was doing this when I was a kid. I always thought he was so cool. So to talk with him and to get that belt presented from him and stuff like that, have that interview, it was really cool. And it just kind of the whole full circle thing where I feel like I talked a lot of this into existence. I manifested a lot of this stuff. So it's one of those things that it's just cool to see come for full circle.
I heard that, man. When you work hard and you manifest and you make sure you do whatever is possible to make it happen and it actually comes true. There's no better feeling than that. Believe me, I know.
It's amazing.
I know your ball's deep into a fight camp right now. What's a regular day for you, for Luke Fernandez, during a fight camp, man? How does that regimen?
So I wake up in the morning. I have to get my strength and conditioning in the morning because I work still. Mm-hmm. I'm not blessed or fortunate enough to have like no work and just fighting. That will be the case down the road. But right now I still got to work a full-time job. And so I wake up in the morning at my alarm goes off at 4:20. I get up, hit my strength conditioning in the morning. Then I go to work, which I work roofing and doing exterior work. So I'm out in the elements. I get done around like 4:35. And then I get home. I have a quick meal. If I get time, I could rest, but then I leave to go to train because I train in Freehold. So it's like a 45-minute commute for me. Mm-hmm. So I have to leave around 6:15. Practice starts at 7. And then I have jiu-jitsu at 7, and then I have MMA at 8 o'clock till 9:15. Then I'm back home at 10 to do it again the next day.
Yeah, you at it. You at it all day, every day.
Yeah, man. So during the week, I'm shut down, and then I train on the weekends too, but at least like after training in the morning, I usually have time for myself, but in a fight camp, that's just extra workouts and stuff.
Nice. I love to hear it. All right. So if you could fight anybody, say if you were a UFC pro or whatever league that you wanted to be in, right? If there was one opponent that you could match up with that you would love to fight, who would that be?
Somebody I can match up with. Huh? I mean, Any of those good any good grappler or wrestler in the UFC right now, I'd love to test my skills against them. Everything else is is, I think, coming up to speed with my grappling, but that's something that's my background is wrestling. So I would love to get a chance to, you know, grapple and wrestle and fight with the best of them in that aspect to see where I'm at. Cause I taught myself as a pretty high, level grappler and wrestler, and my jiu-jitsu is getting up to speed and my striking is getting up to speed. So anyone that's touted as a really high level grappler, sign me up.
I heard that, man. That's tough.
Specific names I can't think off the top of my head.
Sure.
But I mean, sure. Shit, at that point, I'm game for whatever, you know? Like,
I heard
something
that.
I love to do. And yeah, I'd be down with anyone.
Absolutely. So who do you, when you study tape, or if you like, who do you look up to as a fighter? Like, what style do you want to master? Like, what UFC fighter from the past or the present are you trying to replicate or look up to?
So my style isn't really exactly who I'm trying to replicate. I'm trying to like take a lot of things from a lot of fighters. But
right.
My favorite fighters and ones that I look up to style wise are definitely Anderson the Spider Silva. That was my first mm-hmm. like favorite fighter ever when it comes to MMA. John Jones and Israel Adesanya, like those guys are just masters of the craft. And even newer guys, like I love Sean O'Malley's striking on his feet. So like these things are just little things I take from each fighter and things I think about when I'm sparring and stuff. Like I'll literally watch highlights of different fighters, and then that day of sparring, I'm trying to tweak little things that I do to, you know, like test little things that they do and little techniques they use, and I try to emulate them and put them into my game plan.
Tough. All right, so I have one last question for you, Luke, right? And we're gonna ask every single Most Sports athlete that appears on Most Sports TV this same question. And we're gonna make a montage of every single athlete answering this question, because we always get a mixed answer every time.
Yeah.
So say you had to survive 20 minutes in a half land, half water arena, and you had to survive 20 minutes with this animal, and you receive $100 million. Which animal would you take? A bear, a tiger, a hippo, or a gator?
This is probably going to be the wrong answer, but I'm going to have to take a gator. I'm going to take a gator on this, mainly because if it's half land, half water, I'm going to try to stay on land with this gator. Mm-hmm. If I go with a bear, he's got claws and they're fast. They swim. If I got a tiger, they got claws. They're fast and they swim. Hippos are just huge, and I don't think I could do the best with them. So gator, if I stay on their backside, maybe I could last 20 minutes. Otherwise, we're going to be rolling around. I'm going to try to throw that bitch in a rear naked choke and take him home.
You know, time we start wrestling, for real.
Yeah.
You use a ground game on the gator, right?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of Steve Irwin back in the day, so I think I got a little something for him.
And mind you, like this, that's the most common answer. That's my answer too, is gator, by the way. And like,
I just think the other ones are lost cause.
Yeah. Hippos are the most aggressive animals, period. They will fuck you up. Bear is a bear. His claws are longer than our fucking arms. Tiger. I don't want to fuck with a tiger. That would probably be my second choice. But gator, they move off of movement. So say if you just sat still, right? And you just didn't move. The gator don't know where you at. They can't see. They have like motion sensor. Like they don't move in like unless you're moving. You know what I'm saying?
I would try.
And if worse come to worse and they do attack you, like you said, you could wrestle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like the wrestle.
So, you said 20 minutes. It'd be a race against the clock. It'd be a race against the clock. I just try to last.
It's 20 minutes. You know, it'd be your longest 20 minutes of your life. But hey, shit. So shit, man. Shout out to Luke, man, Fernandez. Good luck on your fight. You don't need the luck. I know you're going to smoke them. But, hey, I appreciate you for coming through to Most Sports TV, man. You're a real
one. I appreciate you.
And we'll link up after you win. We'll go out and we'll have some fun like we always do.
Absolutely. Appreciate you for having me on, brother.
Absolutely, man. Luke Fernandez again. Yes, sir. All right. If y'all like that interview, let me know. If y'all liked it, that interview, let me know. Y'all thought that was live, didn't y'all? Y'all thought that shit was live, didn't y'all? Yeah, nigga. Y'all thought that was live, but it was not. It was not live. It was pre-recorded because why? Luke Fernandez is in the middle of a very, very intense fight camp right now. He could only speak at certain times. He wasn't able to make it at the 8 o'clock time. So we made sure we got him in at 5 o'clock earlier. We pre-recorded that thing. And here we are, me and my boy Matt Chi. We are in the building. It is Mo Sports, August 9th. And we are going to talk about the NFC North and the NFC South. But let's clap it up for Manscaped. This is the first official Mo Sports TV episode that is presented by Manscaped. All right? If your balls are hairy, if you got a jungle down there, you know ladies don't like the jungle. You know they don't like the jungle. They want to clear that thing out like a colonizer. You know what I'm saying?
Ed would not let that slide.
So, first of all, Manscaped always has the best trimmers. They don't nick. You know, you've gotten your balls nicked before. That shit hurt. Getting your balls or your private area nicked up is not fun, and it looked crazy. It looked like you got something else when you nick yourself up, all right? So make sure y'all – hold on. Let me get this right. We bugging.
Trimming trees? Is that what you're going to say? Trim the bushes?
Yeah, so you gotta trim the bushes and, like
– Hey, man, you know what they say. When you trim the bushes, the trees look taller.
This is a sick nigga.
For real, though. Use code MOSPORTS at manscaped.com. MOSPORTS. Use code MOSPORTS on manscaped.com to receive 20% off of any Manscaped product. You could get the bundle. You could just get the clipper. You could get some boxers. You can get the balls cream, the chafing cream, however you want it. That's not my problem.
The crop preserver.
My problem is you make sure you use the code MOSPORTS.
Yep.
Shout out to, look, we got the Manscaped gear on, boy. What you talking about, boy? We sponsored. We came a long way. Anybody that's been following Mo Sports since the beginning of time, 2019, 2020, when we started the first group, man, nobody would have thought we'd gotten this far. No, I'm talking about nobody except for me and Ed and Nick Orr. And Matt, obviously, ever since he's joined, would have never thought we made it this far, ever. And like I said, this is only the beginning, and y'all are only seeing 20% of what's really going on with Mo Sports, all right? So make sure y'all use that promo code, Mo Sports, on manscaped.com, and not only do you get 20% off, you also get a free month of Mo Sports Premium, baby. A free month of Mo Sports Premium. Free cash, free bands, all right? Free bands. And also, you get 20% off of any Mo Sports, any Mo Sports apparel item as well. So say if you went on mosportsapparel.com and you use the code, you get 20% off on that. Or $25 off the plug out list. Say if you want some sneakers, you want some Jordans, some Yeezys, you want to get your lady a purse, some heels, you know what I'm saying? $25 off on that as well. That's our promo offer. Take it, don't take it, regardless. Rock with us, support us, love us. OG 2020 squad was gone. OG 2020 squad. Dev, my boy Dev McKellen. He's a day one OG. He believed in us from the beginning, man. That's a fact. I love anybody who believed in us from the beginning, man, because not a lot of us did. Not a lot of us did. Only I and a couple of few guys, and Devin was one of them. Shout out to you, bro. All right, so let's talk about some different type of balls. Let's talk about football. NFL preview, NFC North, and NFC South. Let's get right into it, man.
Which one do you want to talk about first? I mean, I got the NFC South right here. You may as well get them out the way because they got some stinkers. I'm not going to lie to you.
NFC South or NFC North got some stinkers? I feel like NFC North got more stinkers than the South.
I mean, yeah, the Bears are a stinker. The Bears are the ultimate stinker. I think that's really what it comes down to. But if you want to get the Bears out of the way or you want to get Atlanta out of the way first.
All right, we're gonna do the South. Let's do the All South right, first.
Get the South out.
Let's
the
do
way.
The South.
All right, so the Atlanta Falcons. Who did they lose and who did they gain? They lost, obviously, Matty Ice. And
that's a big loss,
that's
too.
A big loss to the Indianapolis Colts. And they also lost Russell Gage to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is a very interesting move. Tom Brady, another weapon. I mean, he loves those, obviously, massive receivers and him and Julio Jones. So that'll be pretty cool. And the only player that they actually brought back was Younghoe Koo.
Younghoe.
Younghoe.
So they also obviously have lost Calvin Ridley for the whole year, even though they already lost him last season. They're not getting him back this year, obviously, because he likes to do $1,000 parlays. So he's gone for the year.
And they upgraded Marcus Mariota to the starting quarterback position.
So Marcus Mariota is the starter. Spencer Rattler is the backup rookie. Who do they have on their team? Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
Who else?
That's it. They drafted Drake London.
And Drake London. Those are the two additions.
No, Rattler is going to South Carolina again this year. Their backup is Riddler. Desmond Riddler.
That's what I'm... Riddler. I said Rattler. I meant Riddler. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah,
Andy B had talked about it earlier.
Some old head. He looks and talks like an old head.
AJ Terrell. Yeah, Terrell's not bad.
AJ Terrell's a pretty good corner. He's a good corner. I'll give you that.
They got nothing. It stinks over there. And we look at their schedule. I mean, we talk about first 2 weeks, you're coming out against New Orleans. That's an L. Instant L.
L's.
Then you're playing the Rams.
L's.
Mollywopped. I mean, they have Seattle. That'll be a question mark. That'll just be a shit show.
Be a shitty game. Somebody will come out a winner. Yeah.
Then they play Cleveland. That's an L. Tampa Bay, that's an L. San Fran, that's an L. Cincinnati, that's an L. Carolina, more likely than not, another L.
That's a toss-up. Keep going.
Carolina's got a solid defense to me, enough to keep them better than the Falcons. But then they play the Chargers, L. Back to Carolina. Chicago, hey. Maybe
that could be a win.
One out of two there, you know, steal one out of two. Then they play the Commanders, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Baltimore, and Arizona and Tampa Bay. So they're going to end with four losses straight. They really have that stretch of Carolina, Chicago, Washington, and Pittsburgh. That's their only chance to win a field.
So how many wins are we looking at here realistically with Atlanta? I'm saying like four or five wins tops.
They're going to be a bottom five team. I'm going to give them 4 wins.
4-13?
Yeah. And
I'll give them 5 because there's some questionable games in there. First of all, they play Carolina twice. They could possibly win both of those games because I really do not believe in Carolina like that. And then you got who else? You got Pittsburgh. That will be I think Pittsburgh will win that.
Those games are just
Commanders.
So
Commanders and Bears are definitely winnable games too. So yeah. I'm going to give them 5 wins. I'm going to give them 5 wins. Ugh. And that's it. I mean, I think Atlanta's going to be a bottom 5 team, a bottom 6-7 team. They're not good, and they know they're not good.
Now let me ask you, Kyle Pitts, his touchdowns sit at 4.5 on FanDuel right now. Are you taking the over or under on that?
I'm taking the over.
He had 1 touchdown.
I don't care.
One touchdown.
I'm taking the over. I'm going to tell you why I'm taking the over. Because Marcus Mariota can't throw the ball past 10 yards. So anytime they're in the goal, in the red zone, or they're anywhere like that, Marcus Mariota is going to be looking for Kyle Pitts in the end zone every time. I mean, they're not going to have many opportunities in the red zone because they stink. But yeah. I think Kyle Pitts is going to receive a shitload of targets when they actually do throw the ball. I think Kyle Pitts gets 5 touchdowns. I really do.
I hope so for his sake.
They won't
get a lot of talent, but
they'll get 5 wins and he'll get 5 touchdowns.
Oof. All right. Moving on to Tampa Bay. They didn't lose anybody in free agency. They lost one offensive lineman who really wasn't that much of a loss at all. They added Julio and Russell Gage, and they brought back Uncle Lenny as well, who was looking a little bit thick.
A little fat.
Yeah. And they don't have an easy schedule. I'll be honest. They come out and they start off against Dallas. Then they play New Orleans and Green Bay, Kansas City right after that.
Damn, so, that's a tough four to start off.
To just off-rip play those.
Sheesh. You get a little bit those are all primetime games, I bet, too.
100%. You get a little bit of a break coming with Atlanta and then Pittsburgh, Carolina as well.
Those are all wins.
But then 2 tough weeks in a row against Baltimore and the Rams again. And then Seattle, Cleveland, New Orleans, San Fran, Cincinnati, Arizona. Another tough four games right there. Cleveland, New Orleans, San Fran, Cincy. Like, hey.
That's tough. That's a tough schedule.
They
man.
Finish with Carolina and Atlanta. So, really, all their division games are the easiest ones of the season.
Yeah.
That's really
all
it.
All their outside games are tough.
Tough man. As fuck.
Tough. I mean,
so, let's talk. We're going to talk, like, obviously, what we think, how many games they're going to win. But can we see a worst-case scenario, say – they come out a little bit slow. Tom Brady maybe looks a little bit old. Can we see a worst case scenario where maybe they only win like 9 games? Is that
I was actually going to say 10-7 with that schedule. As good as they are, they can go anywhere from 11 game. They can win even 12 games. But realistically, looking at that schedule and the difficulty of that schedule and the age of Tom Brady, I know his age really doesn't matter, but he's 45. Like, come on, y'all. Like, eventually, something's got to give. And they also lost Gronkowski.
Oh, he's done, Don?
Well, he's not on the team.
Oh, damn.
He's not on the team. That's sad. I mean, they lost Mike Evans, they got Godwin back.
Got Godwin back, yeah.
The defense is the defense. They got a great defense.
Yeah.
I mean, the team is stacked. It's stacked. I'm going to go 11 wins. I'm going 11 wins. 11-6. 11-6 just because it's Tom Brady and he does what he does.
I'm going to say 11-6 as well. I could see a world where they win 12 games, but at the same time, it wouldn't absolutely surprise me to see them only win 9. I don't know. It just that schedule's fucked up.
That's a tough schedule.
You just don't know in the NFL.
But I see them winning the division, and they're still going to make the playoffs no matter what. Even if it's 10 games, the Saints, they're going to it's the Bucs versus the Saints in that division. I think the Bucs split that actually, because they split last year with them and Jameis Winston. I was actually at that game. I was at that game at the Superdome. Damn. It was fucking sick. And that was the same game Jameis Winston tore his ACL, I believe. And they still won that game. They still won. So the Saints and the Bucs are always a good competition. I feel like they split, and I feel like the Bucs ultimately come away with the division. But it's only going to be like 10, 11 wins. They're not going to have no crazy 12, 13, 14 win season. That shit is out the window.
And we may as well talk Saints while we're here.
Yeah, I mean, Saints.
Their key losses, they lost to Ron Armstead, and they also lost Malcolm Jenkins. So those actually are decent. You know,
Jenkins
losses.
Is a loss. Jenkins is definitely a loss, but they replaced him with
Tyrann Mathieu.
Exactly.
And then they added Jarvis Landry, so another wide receiver. They start off first four, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Minnesota. So relatively, you know, not too bad of a schedule for their first four. I can't believe they have two division games off rip like that. That's kind of odd. But then they go against Seattle, Cincinnati, Arizona, and the Raiders. And that's probably your only 1-3 out of that four. Is that what we're thinking right there?
Who, the Saints? For what?
Yeah.
For
Seattle, Cincinnati, Arizona, and then the Raiders.
They're going to split that.
Hmm.
They'll lose to Arizona and Cincy, but they could beat both. I mean, they could beat the Raiders. The Raiders are overrated, I feel like. Devontae Adams all of a sudden, now they're a fucking 12-win team. No, I don't believe that yet. But they have a solid squad, but like I think they're a bit overrated too at the same time.
Then they go against Baltimore, the Rams, 49ers, Tampa Bay. That's a tough four right there. Then they finish off last four games, Atlanta, Cleveland, Philly, and Carolina. So
9-8.
Yeah. Pretty
much. Even though they're a good team. They're actually a really good team, but they have a really hard schedule. The whole NFC South has a tough ass schedule.
Yeah, that's real.
They have a tough ass schedule. They all have tough schedules. So, I mean, actually I'll give them 10 wins. Just one game off. They're either going to win 9 or 10 games. I can't see them doing nothing more, nothing less. I really don't. But I do. I will say this. Jameis Winston might get comeback player of the year. Jameis Winston might get comeback player of the year.
If Michael Thomas has a good season, we could really
Michael Thomas is very slept on in fantasy. Hey, we did not review the AFC West yet. The AFC West is next week with the NFC East. It's going to be a banger next week.
Yeah,
but cool. I can see Michael Thomas having a great year. You forgot to you even forgot to mention Mr. Oh, actually you did. Juice Landry is on Saints now. Yep. They have a nice little offense with Kamara. I don't know what's going to happen with him with the whole him getting arrested thing, but
nice.
He might lose some games. But honestly, the Saints are a much improved team this year, and I think they're really a really good team. I really like the Saints. I root for the Saints outside of the Giants. I really do. I like them because I love the city of New Orleans. But y'all not winning a division, and y'all definitely not winning more than 10 games with that schedule.
Yeah, and then the poo-poo team as well, alongside the Falcons. Carolina Panthers, their key loss was Stephon Gilmore. He's over in Indianapolis now, which is a pretty good addition for the Colts. Honestly, that's really nice. But they added Baker Mayfield to the squad, so him and Sammy Donuts over there are competing for the QB1 spot at the moment.
I'm going to tell you right now, Carolina stinks. They stink to high heaven, bro. I can't hold you, man.
Yeah.
That team stinks to high heaven.
I don't think they're good.
They stink.
What? I mean, so...
They're not Atlanta stinky, but they're right in this. They're in the same. They're close to the same tier.
DJ Moore stinky?
No,
not a true wide receiver one.
Oh, I think DJ Moore is a dog. I think he's a beast.
Healthy CMC, if he could stay healthy.
Healthy CMC, but that's a question mark. That's a big question mark. When was the last time CMC had a full season?
Yeah,
4 years ago.
It's been a while.
When was the last time he had a half season?
Yeah,
3 years ago.
Really rough for him out here.
He does not stay healthy, and that's a huge problem for the Panthers. The defense is pretty decent, actually, but Baker Mayfield, that was y'all idea of a replacement for Sam Darnold? Baker fucking Mayfield?
Yeah, they're just adding bandages to a
Didn't they add Malik Willis? Who got Malik Willis?
I'm pretty...
Was it Carolina?
Tennessee got Malik
Willis. Tenney got him.
But, I mean, hey, let's talk first four here. They come out. They play Cleveland off rip, so a little Baker Mayfield revenge game. Oh, yeah, that's an L. Then they play the New York football Giants.
L.
A stink fest.
It'll be a stink fest, but I think they lose to the Giants.
Yeah. The Saints, then Arizona. So two L's right L's. There.
They're going to start 0-4. Cool.
San Fran, the Rams, Tampa
L,
Bay.
L, L.
Yep.
So they're going to start off either 1-6 or 0-7.
Yep. And then Atlanta.
A toss up.
Out stinker.
They should win, though.
Yep. Cincinnati, L.
L.
Atlanta again.
Toss up. They'll split that series.
Baltimore and Denver, two L's.
L's.
Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Toss ups.
Maybe we'll give them one out of two there.
I'll split that. Yeah. Yep.
Detroit. I think they lose to Detroit. I think Detroit's better.
Yo, they might just lose to Detroit. I can't lie to you. I still put it as a toss up.
Yeah. But then they finish with Tampa Bay and New Orleans, so those are two
L's. L's. So really, they're looking at like a 4-win, 5-win season as well. They're a bottom five team, in my opinion, right along with Atlanta.
They're going to be in the draft next year looking for a quarterback.
Yes, I believe so. I absolutely believe they will be in the draft next year looking for their quarterback of the future. Baker Mayfield is not their quarterback of the future. Sam Darnold is not their quarterback of the future. They're actually looking to trade Sam Darnold, and nobody wants to trade for him.
I can't blame him. He stinks. He is stinky. I mean, that's really it for the NFC. Like, the NFC South.
Matt Corral. That's who they got. That's who they need to fucking play. Matt Corral. I don't even know why that sound even happened. Did you press that?
No, I didn't.
I guess the ghost just pressed the magic wand button, but
it was Ja.
Man, I honestly think Matt Corral should be the one playing quarterback for the Panthers. I really do. And like, I'm not even exaggerating when I say that, like, I'm dead serious. There's a lot of quarterbacks I'm taking over Baker Mayfield. There's a lot of quarterbacks I'm taking over Sam Darnold. I promise you, if Matt Corral started the whole season, they would have a lot better results, I bet.
It's going to be crazy because right now, Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield are competing against each other in Carolina. But come next season, when both of their contracts are up, they're going to be competing against each other, except it'll just be in like
the CFL.
Yeah. Or like, you know, fan-controlled football. Like
they'll be in the like fan-controlled that. Football league.
Yeah, like that. They're going to be throwing touchdowns to Geo.
They're going to be hitting spliffs after a touchdown celebration.
We're gonna have to see those Instagram highlights of like them throwing passes at like some local high school trying to get on a squad. Yeah.
And I can't lie. So Baker Mayfield reminds me of Johnny Manziel.
I was gonna say, so like would you consider these two quarterbacks to get manscaped out the league after this season?
Baker might not get manscaped.
Sammy D
is getting manscaped. He's getting manscaped out the lead, blackballed the whole nine. Hey, he's getting manscaped out the lead.
You can also get your D manscaped using code MOSPORTS.
This is a sick Negro.
Well, yeah, there's not much to say about the NFC South. Tampa Bay should take it, then followed by
Tampa Bay really takes it, and Saints come in second place by one game. I really think they're going to be on Tampa's heels. I really do. Mm. I really do.
All right, so
let's move on to the north.
Yeah, so let's get the stinker out the way. The Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
They're going to be one of the worst teams in football. And it's not even close. They are really, really bad.
They reek.
Andy B didn't believe me that Detroit is better than them. And I was like, it's not even close.
Detroit is better than the Chicago Bears. They will be better than the Chicago Bears this year. The Detroit Lions will be better than the Chicago Bears this season. You could book that. That's a hot take by Mo Sports TV.
Yeah, I believe it. I like Dan Campbell, and I like what they got going over there.
Yeah. So the Bears, right? Literally the only player they have is Justin Fields, and he's not even good, in my opinion.
No, he's not even good. Not yet.
He's not good.
The problem is they legitimately are just throwing him into the fire, just like, fuck it, let's see if this works. And he just goes out there. He gets his shit rocked. Like, he got hit hard a few times last season to the point where I was like, is this kid okay? Like, he gets his shit hammered. It's bad out here for him.
There's nothing good about the Bears. The only thing that was actually good about the Bears was Roquan Smith. And guess what? He's demanding a trade. So, literally,
Allen Robinson as well, and now he's a Ram.
Allen Robinson's gone. He's on the Rams. By the way, that's a fantasy sleeper. Yep. I'll tell you that right now. That's a fantasy sleeper, and you better not sleep on Mr. Robinson because they're going to be doubling up on Cup. There's no more Odell. I promise you, Allen Robinson's going to have himself a year this year. This is his first time having an actual quarterback. He's been getting the ball thrown to him by Chicago quarterbacks. Chicago hasn't had a quarterback. Chicago is a poverty ass franchise when you really think about it. Yeah. That is a real,
the last play
real poverty franchise at
quarterback for them.
Yeah, Devin Hester days. Yeah. Brandon Marshall.
Hey, he was a dog for them back in the day. He had this time. When he came to the Giants, I was excited a little bit. I can't lie. I knew he was washed, but I got excited. Let's talk first four for the Bears. So they come out 49ers week one L. Packers after that, L. They play the Texans and then the Giants. So I'm guessing they'll split there. I think they'll split. The Giants always play down to competition.
Giants are not losing to the Bears, I promise you, bro.
I really hope
not. We haven't lost to the Bears. Like, every time we play the Bears, we beat them. Except for the Mitch Trubisky time. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we beat them every time.
Can you see him beating the Texans?
There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL this year, bro.
Yeah, especially in the NFC. It's tough. And then they play the Vikings. That's an L. The Commanders. L. Commanders stink. Not as much though, as the Bears. Patriots. L. Cowboys. L. Dolphins. L. Lions. L. I'm giving the Lions that. Falcons. We said probably a split. You know,
we'll see what happens with the Falcons. Twice,
but they don't. Split right there. The Jets. The Jets right now.
Jets are beating the Bears.
Jets are beating the Bears. Mekhi Becton news really hurts.
It does. That shit hurts.
Packers L. Eagles L, Bills L, Lions L again, and then the cap off with the Vikings, another L. It's looking like a potentially 1-2 win season.
And the Bears are going to be the worst team in the NFL this year.
They are going to be
the worst team in the NFL this year.
And did you see that they're refusing to trade Roquan too? So it's a
shit show over there.
Yeah.
And you would have thought with their new general manager, they would have got it together. Poles from Kansas City. And he was a finalist for the Giants. Thank God we didn't take him.
Yeah.
Thank God we didn't take him and we took Joe Shane. But, man, he hasn't done anything good. And Roquan is complaining about they're not showing good faith in the deal.
They're not respecting him.
They're not respecting him. And you would think as a rookie general manager, you would, like, be nice and, like, figure it out for somebody like Roquan Smith, who is your best player on your fucking team.
Your franchise cornerstone.
But I guess not. Right now. I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not.
And like I said, I like
Bears win three games this year if they're lucky.
Yeah, if they're lucky.
Three games. And Justin Fields ain't it. I'm going to say
they're right back in the quarterback race next season.
Yep.
Having Justin Fields compete with some poor rookie that just ends up with them. Honestly, wait, do they have their pick this coming year? They might even have.
No, the Giants had their pick last year, which definitely set them back.
Yeah.
Definitely. And their pick would have been Evan Neal or Kayvon Thibodeau.
We'll take it.
Thank you. Come again, Bears. Yeah. They traded up. The craziest part is that they traded up with the Giants for Justin Fields. Yeah. Gave us the next year's pick. We still got Kadarius Toney out of it.
Yeah.
We got Kadarius Toney with the Bears pick that they traded to us. And then we get fucking Kayvon Thibodeau. No, Evan Neal. Evan Neal. We got Evan Neal with the Bears pick.
Yeah.
But still.
We'll take it.
Thank you. We'll definitely take it. Thank you, Poverty Franchise.
Yeah, they really stink. And like I said, I'm taking the Lions over them all day. And we may as well talk about the Lions because they are
the Lions fellow
team in the NFC North.
Hard Knocks tonight premieres tonight with the Lions. Actually,
yeah, it's exciting for them out here. They got a nice young squad. I really like DeAndre Swift. I really like Amon-Ra and TJ Hawkinson right there with them. And the defense is on the come up as well. We saw a few young guys in the secondary for them step up late last year. And
I still think they stink. But their second half
was more encouraging than we've seen.
It was
like the past decade from them since the Megatron days.
Right. Their defense still ain't there. I love DeAndre Swift. I love Hawkinson. I love Amon-Ra. I do not love Jared Goff at all.
Yeah, I don't love him. But
I do not love him.
Maybe
I do not like him either.
Now, what about if you plug in Jimmy G?
That could be a move they should make. But are they going to keep on trading for disgruntled quarterback until something hits?
QBs, yeah. It's not taking you over the hump. We could check out their first four games. They come out and they play the Eagles September 11th. Then the Commanders, the Vikings, and the Seahawks. So,
hey. Ooh, and they got DJ Chark. Tough.
Yes, they did.
Tough.
Yeah.
They got a good offense. Like Dev is saying, outside of golf, that offense is tough. And DeAndre Swift, don't get it fucked up. DeAndre Swift, that's a top 10 pick in this year's draft. Whether y'all like it or not, that's a first-round pick in the fantasy draft this year. If you don't take DeAndre Swift and you're like the 10th, 11th pick, you're sorry. You're sorry at fantasy. I'm sorry. You're sorry.
So what do you think about those first four? Because I'm looking and I'm thinking they could even split. Like if they have Eagles, what? Commanders, Vikings, Seahawks.
They could start off
2-2?
They could start off 2-2. They could beat the Commanders.
And I think they could beat the Seahawks.
Then
they play the Patriots, Cowboys, Dolphins, Packers.
They might get the Patriots.
Yeah, maybe.
They'll give the Patriots. Look, Dallas, I don't know what Dallas is about to do this year. I really don't. They're really up in the air for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about Dallas till next week, but they're really up in the air. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the hell is going to go on with Dallas.
Yeah, but they're going to get waxed by the Dolphins and Packers. Then they play the Bears, the Giants, Bills, and Jaguars. 2-2, maybe you get like
they can go 3-1 out of that four.
You think so?
Of course. Say it again.
Bears, Giants, Bills, Jags.
Yeah, they're gonna go 2-2 or 3-1. They could fuck around and beat the Giants.
It could. I think so as well.
They could fuck around and beat the Giants.
The Giants always play down to their competition. I hate it.
If we're actually ass and Daniel Jones is ass,
we could lose to
the Lions. We're going to lose to the Lions. Yep. I promise.
Then next four, Vikings, Jets, Panthers, Bears. And then the Packers.
Hey. Imagine if they just would have kept Stafford. They just could have just kept Stafford and been a contender this year.
They could have won a wild card.
They would be a wild card, at least a wild card team with Stafford this year. That's sad. That's so sad.
I'm looking at six wins. Potentially six wins.
I mean, they could win seven.
Okay.
They could.
Yeah, I'm on the Detroit train for this season.
I think they stink. But if everything clicks.
Yeah, if Dan Campbell is really eating fucking kneecaps with spoons like he says he is, I mean, hey, I'm here for it.
Hey, I've never heard that term before, eating kneecaps with spoons.
In his introductory press conference, he fucking came out and was like, you know, I can't promise, you know, wins, but I know my guys are going to come out. We're going to play hard and we're going to eat their kneecaps. Spoons, like with a spoon, some shit like that. It was crazy.
They just lost a game for that quote. So I'm going six wins now. for the Lions. That corny ass quote, boy.
Damn it, Dan.
Did you see the clip of Jamal Williams and like their breakdown?
Oh,
see, this is why I'm gonna start bringing clips into these lives. I'm gonna start bringing clips into the live. Because it was different. It's a Hard Knocks clip. So if you watch Hard Knocks tonight, it's probably. But they are motivated. Like yeah, Jamal Williams, I like he damn near cried during his speech to break down the huddle. He damn near cried. Last year wasn't it. This ain't us. That ain't us. That's not how we rocking, y'all. I could cry. I'm so emotional. But they felt that shit. Like the team felt it. They felt it. And I mean, we'll see what happens. Let's move on to the next team.
Now. Hell yeah. All right. Minnesota. What did Minnesota do this season? Well, this offseason, they gained Za'Darius Smith. Pretty good pickup, in my opinion. I really like that. And they also gained Harrison Phillips. Two solid defensive, you know, additions. I like that a lot. Their defense was lacking. They went out and grabbed some. They lost Tyler Conklin, the tight end, but that's, you know, fuck that. Who really cares? Because Irv Smith is better anyways. But, yeah, this is Justin Jefferson. It's time to be a star, and he's going to take the reins from Adam Thielen as the wide receiver one. I know he kind of did last year.
He already is wide receiver one.
Yeah, but this is really where it kicks in to full throttle. He's hitting his prime now. I really like J.J. Edison in fantasy this year.
I like Thielen in fantasy. I'm going to tell you why. Like, first of all, Justin Jefferson's about to have a crazy year. Mind you, the Vikings offense is about to be fucking crazy this year. They were already crazy, but they're really about to be crazy this year. They got the offensive coordinator from the Rams to be the head coach. They're going to open it up as if it wasn't already opened up.
Yeah, they're going to be airing the ball out.
Justin Jefferson's about to get a lot of ball.
I hope Thielen could stay healthy.
If Thielen stays healthy, that's a fantasy sleeper. I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to key in so crazy on Justin Jefferson. And you know what I'm about to say. That white guy connection always comes through. I'm telling you right now. Thielen, Cousins connection is deadly. They have so much chemistry. So when they double up on Jefferson and they see that white man running down the field, yeah, just know that Thielen about to get that ball. And Thielen's no slouch. I don't know why people be sleeping on Thielen. Nice, like he ain't nice as hell, bro.
Thielen is
nice as hell, bro. Like I don't get why people sleep on them.
Ah, definitely. Definitely. Let's look at their first four here. They come out week one, play Green Bay. Tough game. Then they play Philly and Detroit, followed up by New Orleans. So what are we looking at? 2-2 right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then Chicago, Miami, Arizona, and Washington. Another 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo, Dallas, New England, the Jets.
They could beat the Jets. They can beat New England. That's another team.
I could also see them disappointing Dallas.
They could fuck around and beat Dallas. 100% could fuck around and beat Dallas. Trayvon Diggs is going to get cooked.
Yeah.
That game. I'm talking about
they don't have enough
barbecue chicken. I'm talking about barbecue chicken, bro.
I need to see Dalvin Cook put up 250 yards and 2 touchdowns on Micah Parsons.
Barbecue chicken. I'm going to tell you that right now. Justin Jefferson and Thielen's going to go off that game. Yeah. Keep going, though.
All right. After that, we said the Jets. Detroit, Indianapolis, the Giants, Green Bay, and Chicago. So
they're going to win 2 out of that.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah. I could see 3. I could see them beating Detroit, the Giants, and Chicago.
Yeah. I think the Giants. Yeah. Giants. Yeah, they're going to beat the Giants. Fuck it. Whatever.
Giants can never stop that run game.
Yo, Dalvin be eating the Giants, bro. That's crazy.
Every single time. It's just clockwork with him. So I like Minnesota this year. I could see them winning 10 games and sneaking in a wild card spot for sure.
Nick Orr with the hot take. Vikings winning that division.
Ooh. How many wins, Nick? I'm thinking 10, max 12.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Vikings aren't winning that division.
A-Rod's got no weapons.
I don't care.
12.
12. Oh, hey, we'll see what happens.
I like the Vikings as well. And with those additions of Za'Darius Smith and Harrison Phillips, it moves me.
But, and Trayvon Diggs is a gamer. You're right. You're absolutely correct. Trayvon Diggs is a gamer, but he ain't that gamer.
Nah, I'm going to tell you that. Let him get in man coverage with Justin Jefferson. He's going to get cooked.
He is rookie level Madden gamer. I'm going to tell you that right now. He is barbecue chicken in that secondary. He can get all the picks he wants, yada, yada. But if he doesn't get a pick, he's getting cooked.
I like that comment that says by Pat. It says they have the most talent in the division because that's a fact. The Minnesota really does have
the most talent. They actually do have the most talent.
It's just Aaron Rodgers has such talent at the most important position.
Yes. So let's move on to the Packers.
Yep.
Because,
they lost some pretty key guys. Like we said, they lost to Za'Darius Smith. And then, in addition, they lost their top 2 receivers in, you know, MVS and obviously Davante Adams as well.
Correct.
So
you think that's the reason that the Packers aren't going to be good? Or have you watched Aaron Rodgers his whole career and seen that he can make a wide receiver out of anybody? And mind you, all right, he lost Davante Adams. Yes, that's going to be a loss. But we're not going to sit up here and act like Sammy Watkins is a bum. We're not going to sit up here and act like Alan Lazard is a bum.
Lazard as a wide receiver 1, I just can't see. And Sammy Watkins is not great.
They also have...
He's a journeyman for a reason.
They have a new guy, too, named Rogue or something like that. That's a fantasy sleeper, too.
They need Odell.
They do need Odell. And that could be... And actually, the odds came out on Odell's... chances of him going to certain teams, and the Rams were the favorite at -125.
The Rams, really? Because me and Andy were talking, and he said the Bills were actually locking in on him.
Well, I was about to get into that. The Packers are +125. The Bills are +1200. But Von Miller was talking to Odell via Instagram, say, "Hey, let's run it back in Buffalo. Let's get another ring in Buffalo." And Odell responded and said, "What that locker next to you look like." So that's something to keep an eye on as well. That boy go to the Bills. Boy, that's whoo.
And you see the Instagram pictures of Odell, what he was looking like in the offseason, bro. He's looking pretty massive.
Oh, yeah. He had to probably gain some weight because of the injury.
Muscle. Yeah, he definitely put on probably 15, 20 pounds. He's looking
turned into muscle.
Facts. Yep. But let's compare because we said 10, potentially even 12 wins for Minnesota. Let's look at Green Bay's schedule real quick. So they come out against Minnesota, and like we said, that's probably a dub. Chicago and Tampa Bay, split right there. New England, the Giants, the Jets, Washington. 4-0.
They can start off 3-1. I'm thinking 3-1. 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
And then Giants, Jets, dub. Pretty
dub, dub, rub a dub, dub.
Washington, dub. Then Buffalo.
They'll take a loss.
They're going to lose to Buffalo. They'll That's going to be Buffalo. A great game, though.
Damn good game.
Detroit, Dallas, Tennessee, Philly.
4-0.
I can see them dropping 1-2.
They can lose one of them. They could definitely lose one of them. They could lose to Philly, low key. Philly plays the Green Bay Packers tough.
Yeah.
They beat them last time they played them.
Yeah. And I could see a game where Tennessee runs through that defense. I like Derrick Henry is really like, he doesn't care. And Green Bay's defense is just not moving me in the same manner. So then we got Chicago, the Rams, Miami, Minnesota, and Detroit.
Beat Chicago. They beat Miami. They beat Detroit.
I'm saying 12, 13 wins for Green Bay. And 10 to 12 for Minnesota. It's going to be,
honestly, Nick, your take's not that hot. I mean, your take's not cold at all. That's a pretty decent take because the Vikings are pretty good.
They're
actually going to be pretty good.
They still got Tony and Imane said, yeah, they do. He's coming off that ACL tear though.
Hmm.
They definitely won't beat Philly.
Philly plays them tough.
Green Bay doesn't handle scrambling quarterbacks well like that. So we'll see. I mean,
it's going to be a toss up in the division. I still got the Packers until the Vikings can prove me different. Until the Vikings can actually stop somebody. Because that's the key. It's not the offense for the Vikings. It's the defense. I want to see the Vikings actually stop somebody. The Packers have good enough defense for Aaron Rodgers to win every time. But guess what? Kirk Cousins isn't Aaron Rodgers. And Kirk Cousins can only carry the offense or can only get so many points on the board. If the defense is giving it up and it's a barn burner, guess what? They're going to lose. The Vikings are going to lose every time because Kirk Cousins is not that guy. He's just simply not that guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, if it's a barn burner,
he's that guy.
He is that guy, and they're going to win. And that's the difference for me.
Yeah.
That's the difference for me. And like I said, Aaron Rodgers makes his wide receivers. Tell me the last time, and like I said, I've said this before. Yes, Devontae Adams is still going to have a great year. He's going to be the exception because he's going to somebody who he's comfortable with in David Carr, yada, yada. But other than that, who has Aaron Rodgers? What wide receiver from the Aaron Rodgers tree has left Green Bay and actually did something? I'm waiting. Y'all can put it in the comments because you're not going to be able to find it. There's no wide receiver. Jordy Nelson didn't do shit. Greg Jennings didn't do shit. Donald Driver didn't do shit after he left. Nobody did nothing when they left Green Bay. Not a tight end, not a wide receiver, shit, not even a running back. Left that offense and did something somewhere else, all right? Aaron Rodgers makes his wide receivers. Lazard is going to have a career year this year. Sammy Watkins is going to have a career year this year. And the rookie they got is going to have a damn good year too, I promise you. Dude, what's good with Cobb?
Randall Cobb, he's still there. He's just old as hell.
Cobb is going to have a hell of a year too. Watch. He's old as hell, but guess what? He's going to get more targets. I'm telling you, bro. I still like the Packers. Hey, Frankie Lindor, two-run homer. Yeah, we're going to talk some baseball, matter of fact. Because last time we chatted, it was the trade deadline. And certain people were saying the Mets didn't move the needle for them. And Frankie Montas. And what, Hader? Who was the other guy?
Oh, Harrison Bader. He was not. We got him hurt. Let's just say.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
I do now.
All right.
Well, the way you're talking.
Right. Harrison
y'all
Bader.
Y'all thought y'all was doing something. You said we got a guy named Harrison Bader.
Hey, he's a good center fielder.
And we got Frankie Montas.
Now
we're the best team in the league and the Mets. Oh, they didn't move the needle for me, and they're just simply going to regress in the second half of the season. Now look, 2 weeks later, right. The Mets have won what, 13 out of the last 14 games, 14 out of the last 15 games. DeGrom's back, Mr. Vogie Hoagie is killing the game. Since Vogie has came on to the Mets, we've only lost one game. All right, Nick Quinn going crazy. Who else we got? We got somebody else. Givens is pretty decent at relief. Look, man. The Yankees are regressing like I predicted. All right. I knew they
Anthony
couldn't.
Rizzo got hurt as
Rizzo's
well.
Rizzo's hurt.
Matt Carpenter fractured his foot as well.
Today. Yesterday. All right. That doesn't count for the dog shit. The dog shit series. You lost the series to the fucking Royals, bum asses.
And then y'all actually lost the series to the Cardinals.
Y'all lost the series to the Royals too. 1-2-1 Y'all lost to the Royals. Then y'all got swept by the Cardinals. The Mariners, y'all tied up right now.
Hey, Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight.
Doesn't
faze me. Must-win game. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Andy B took the over on 7.5 strikeouts. So, hey, Aaron Judge still the MVP, winning us games last night.
All right, Nick. Now, there's Philly fans that are a little excited because their team has won like 10 out of the last 11 games.
Nick is correct. They're on better record over the last 60 games, and Philly actually he had to 60 game sample.
This is the perfect example. This is a perfect example of cherry pick Nick. He had to go back 60 games. He wasn't going to compare to the last 15. He wasn't going to compare to the last 30. He had to go to the last 60.
He had to watch Joe Girardi manage.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now, bro. Now, Nick. The only reason y'all have a decent record as of late is because y'all haven't played us as of late. We dogged the fuck out of y'all over the last, what's the record between 9-3? It's 9-3. We played 12 games against each other. It's 9-3. And when we see y'all this weekend, all that shit comes to a fucking end, bro. All that Philly rah-rah, happy hoorah bullshit that y'all got going on in Philadelphia is going to simply turn into what that city is in its dog shit, all right? Don't get it fucked up. The Mets, if not the second best team, they might be the first best team in the league now. I'm going to tell you that right now. With Jacob DeGrom back, with everybody healthy, we're a hard team to fuck with. And we're on the Dodgers' ass for taking that best record. We're on the Dodgers' ass. We're only 2.5 back on the Dodgers. So don't get it fucked up. We the best. We the motherfucking best. No DJ Khaled. I'm talking my shit because motherfuckers was talking mad shit all year.
Just 2 weeks
all
swings.
Fucking
just 2 weeks
year
swings.
Talking mad shit. When we were hurt, when we didn't have Max Scherzer, when we didn't have DeGrom, when we didn't have Lindor, Alonso, and Marte, and still don't have McGill, and we had to go to the West Coast and we split that road series, there was a lot of people that was talking shit on the Mets. When the Braves were back a half game on the Mets.
We can't act like all
y'all
those
were talking mad
at
shit
the same time.
Yes, they were.
Those guys,
yes, they were.
Then I want to see how many games you played without every single one of those
we
guys.
We lost
because there were maybe
7 weeks without Scherzer.
Yes, Scherzer was injured for the longest out of that period of time. But you said Marte, McNeil as well. Those three guys were never hurt all at the same time and out for an extended period of time this season.
Them boys was out for 2-3 weeks at a time, bro. So there was times where all of them were hurt. There was a good week.
It was a good week. It was never down to, you know, minor leaguers. Like, it was, you guys weren't scraping that and clawing at, you know, a roster spot.
Bro, there was a lot of shit talk. We were hurt. And we still went 500 on the best teams. We still split the series on the Dodgers. The only team that's actually beat us fair and square over a series is the Astros. And even then, we didn't have fucking DeGrom. So let's really see what the Astros do against us with DeGrom. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, I'm not scared of the Phillies. Not one bit. I'm not concerned. We're still 10 games up on the Phillies. Even if they beat us in a series for the first time this season, still not concerned. Not one bit. And I know they're not because we're going to beat the dog shit out of y'all this weekend. I can't wait. I'm very looking forward to that series. And the Yankees, they got to get their shit together, man. Well, how do you feel about the Yankees? Yeah,
like,
y'all,
I mean,
do.
Sitting,
y'all do.
They're still sitting a comfortable lead. So, like, we knew that, you know, there was going to be somewhat of a fall from, like, a 130-win season was never sustainable. That was never a sustainable rate. So
y'all were acting like it was. Not you, but a lot of other Yankees fans thought it was going to be a record-breaking season.
I mean, it had the potential to be. With the pace that Aaron Judge has set, on top of how many wins they had, it wasn't, you know, a freezing cold take to say that they could win a record number of games. But when you have injuries to the bullpen, to Michael King, one of your most important relievers, and then you have Giancarlo Stanton missing a month, you're missing Anthony Rizzo now for an extended period of time, Matt Carpenter hurts his foot, and all of a sudden you're looking at, you know, Luis Severino 60-day IL. I mean, that it happens. it happens. And so I'm happy that they had such a lead in the first half, because 10 and a half games right now, they're still able to, you know, not sweat as much. I mean, obviously they want the number one spot in the American League over the Astros, but Astros were never going to not be on that ass. So, I mean, we're chilling. 71-39. I mean, it's all right right now. 10 and a half.
All right, I got two questions for Yankees fans. All right, what's y'all record versus first place teams?
Versus first place teams.
Versus first place teams. That's not a cherry pick statistic, because when it comes playoff time, that's who you're playing. It's not cherry pick. So what's the record?
Time, the Yankees are going to end up playing like Minnesota in the first round. That's going to be easy picking.
I don't care about the first round. I'm not caring about that. I'm talking about when it's time.
First place team.
I'll tell you, it's 4-11. Okay. Man. Now, what is y'all record been since the All-Star break?
What is it? What has it? Because apparently you know already.
I don't know. I don't know that one. I'm sincerely asking you that. I don't know that one. But I know it's a negative record. I know it's below 500.
Nah.
It's at 500. It's right there. It's right there.
Nah.
It's right there.
Now we're chasing.
No, we're not.
Now
we're not.
We're chasing clout.
Now we're going to have to look.
I mean, there's just with a plus 206 run differential, there's simply it doesn't happen. Against teams above 500, the Yankees are 41-29.
I don't care about above 500. I said first place teams.
So. And I also did see the comment that said they don't want to hear, you know, the competition of the NL East compared to the AL East, being that the AL East has all teams above 50 wins. And meanwhile, the NL East is sitting over there with some boo-boo-ass, you know, Washington team at the bottom of the division.
So,
Miami
like,
scratching
like,
and clawing to survive. That,
Miami is damn near a 500 team, bro.
49-59.
All right, they're not. Fuck it. But, like, they're not. But you're going to sit up here and tell me that the Yankees, Jays, and Rays? Telling me the Yankees, Jays, and Rays are better than the Mets, Braves, Phillies? That's what you're telling me. And that, because that's what really matters at the end of the day,
so
bro.
I'm taking Rays over Philly. No,
not right now. Not right now.
World Series.
Not right now. And guess who won the World Series last year? The Braves, who we just went 4-1 on.
That still doesn't. I mean, then you still.
And the Marlins got Sandy. They got the Cy Young winner right now.
He pitches every 5 days, and that's the only guy that they have. Sandy Alcantara is all that they have.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Jazz
the AL is not a good conference. I mean, it's not a good league. The AL ain't a good league. Even though y'all division, like I like Boston. I like the Orioles. I like the Rays and the Jays, but they're mid. Like even though they got 50 games, they're mid.
Jays got 60 wins.
They're still mid to me. They're not the Braves. They're not. The Jays ain't the Braves to me. They're not.
The Blue Jays would be.
And the Rays aren't better than the Phillies to me. They're not. And the Mets are better than the Yankees.
You could say that after those two games, sure. For right now.
Yeah, we got that right now. We are the better team. So I'm still. Hey. And like, here's the thing. Y'all had a fucking cakewalk fucking first half, bro. Like, y'all didn't really play nothing crazy. Like, y'all didn't play nothing super crazy. I didn't play no real squads. Like,
I mean, they're
because there's like six. There's
still 40.
There's six real squads, bro. There's six real ass, seven real ass squads.
So your record against teams above 500 being 31-22 doesn't make that. And like, so that means that the Yankees are better, if that's the stat that you want to use, right? Since we have a better record against
since first place teams, stop using the 500. I said first place teams. I said first place teams, and since All-Star break, those were the two stats I pulled out. You're pulling out the 500 record, talking about the Yankees way back in the day. We're talking about Yankees right now. Y'all ain't it right now.
Against
Matt Carpenter's out.
They're 31-29. It's they've played more teams above 500. As well,
because the AL has more teams above 500, but the AL ain't it to me, bro. They're not good. They don't have good squads, bro. And the Mets played Alcantara four times this year. How many times he won?
One,
maybe once against us. Maybe
he's like 1-9. He's like 2-11, actually. They don't win. The Marlins are poverty. Like I said, they're 49 and 39 for a reason. He's literally all that they have.
Look, the Yankees are scrambling to find excuses because this is their newest excuse. Well, we were in the AL East and y'all are in the NL East. I'm going to tell you right now, the Mets are better than the Yankees. And we're about to show it again in August when we play y'all twice in y'all own spot. And we're going to smack the shit out of y'all there, too.
This is like
because it's DeGrom City. Scherzer, baby. It's DeGrom Scherzer this time. We about to lock. Boy, you seen Judge went to the penitentiary in Cindy Field. You about to see a real full-blown COVID lockdown when DeGrom comes to town.
This reminds me of like when Kansas City went on that little skid with Patrick Mahomes last season. Everybody was panicking, but really the Chiefs were just on cruise control. Or like when the Bucks, when Chris Middleton got hurt and during the regular season, him and Jrue Holiday were out and Giannis was just on cruise control. The best teams in the league, they just, you know, they have that ability to sit back sometimes when you have that much talent and you could just sit back for a few weeks.
Y'all were never
the
best team. Just because y'all had the best record, y'all not the best team.
The power rankings.
The new power rankings got y'all at four.
That was a cherry picked by a reporter, a beat reporter.
That is the accurate state. Like that's literally accurate to me. Dodgers, Mets, Astros. Dodgers, Mets, Astros are all three better than y'all. You telling me y'all better than the Dodgers and the Astros? Y'all not, and y'all not better than the Mets. And we proved that, and the Astros proved that they're better than y'all too, because they dogged y'all in a series too. And the Dodgers are the Dodgers. I don't even got to get into the Dodgers.
I think the Yankees could beat the Dodgers in the series.
Hell no. Y'all best chance is the Astros, and the Astros got y'all card, bro.
Nah, the best chance is definitely you guys.
Nah, it's not. We would dog y'all in the 7 game. We would dog y'all. Straight up dog y'all.
Well, I guess we'll see.
We won't, because y'all not making it to the World Series. Astros are. So, I want to see y'all make the World Series. I really do. I'm going to be rooting for you guys because I want.
The Mets are a shoo-in in your mind.
Want that World Series. I want that Subway World Series. And you know who else wants that Subway World Series? The MLB. Because the Mets and the Yankees game broke the viewing record. For the first time in like 5 years or some shit. So
Dodgers
like,
are going to have something to say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they are.
And the Padres come playoff time.
Yeah, let's talk about the Padres because that was another thing that I was saying at the trade deadline when they got Juan Soto and they got this guy and
it's
they got that
week.
Guy.
We're going to act. Juan Soto's played
bro,
five
didn't
games
I didn't
them.
I tell you though? Didn't I tell games. You? They didn't. They haven't played with each other. They're not going to be that good. They're not going to be that team that y'all think they're going to
be. Good after five games, let the guy get some. Like, let him get a rhythm. He's bro, in the National League.
Let him get a rhythm. Bro, there's some crazy stats since Juan Soto joined the Padres. They haven't even scored barely any runs in the last five games, bro. The Padres, I'm not concerned with until I need to be concerned with them. They have not shown me a reason to be concerned, bro.
I just wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. And you're acting like these NL teams are just like walkovers.
They're not walkovers, but I just know how good my team is. Period.
See, come playoff time.
We will
see. I don't know how many of these guys are battle tested.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, Yankees fans, they like to push it back. Oh, let's see in June. Oh, let's see in July. Let's see in September. Oh, let's see in the playoffs. Y'all keep moving the goalposts back and back and back and back, bro. Something's got to give. So eventually, y'all got to be wrong at some point. Y'all been wrong
come
this
September,
whole way about the Mets.
The whole way, and y'all still
won't admit that y'all wrong about the Mets. Y'all still won't admit it.
I mean, it's not like I ever said they're bad. It's just they're just not.
Y'all said they was going to fall off. Y'all said they was going to fall off.
It's World Series or bust. So, yeah, if they don't win the World Series, then it's a fall off.
Nah.
The Yankees, World Series or bust. Teams like that.
Because they had them expectations going
like
in.
If your team is at the top of the league, then you have to have that expectation of World Series or bust.
It is World Series or bust. I'm not saying it's not.
We'll come back to this.
But Yankees fans were dead fucking wrong about the Mets. And y'all got to admit that. And y'all got to wear that L. And honestly, the whole fucking league was wrong about the Mets. The whole fucking league. Philly fans, too. Y'all were fucking wrong A lot of y'all motherfuckers were wrong about the Mets, and y'all sad as hell and going out sad as fuck and won't admit that y'all were wrong about the Mets. Y'all were dead fucking wrong about the Mets. We about to show y'all how wrong y'all are in motherfucking October. That's all I got
to
say about that.
I'll let you take your regular season victory laps, and we'll come back to it.
I will. I will. I'll take my moral victory. I will. Right. I will. Because guess what? We up. We ball. Fuck them. We ball. We ball. Mets. Narcos. And don't let them fucking trumpets come out ever. Because you know it's a wrap, boy. We got the best culture right now, too. We can talk about that, too. We got the best fucking fan culture right now in the MLB. Ain't nothing more electric than when them trumpets come out. Nothing in the league. Nothing is more electric than when the motherfuckers play that Timmy trumpet on that ass. You know it's a rap. You know it's a rap. I don't give a fuck if it's Judge Carpenter Stanton going into the ninth and Edwin Diaz goes up. When you hear them trumpets, it's a fucking rap. Period.
I'll see you in October.
We'll manscape you out the fucking league when motherfucking Edwin Diaz come out. When them trumpets come out, whoever team we're playing, they're manscaped. They're done. Cut them off. Straight like that. Yeah. Jeff McNeil with a bomb. He don't even hit home runs. And he's hitting bombs right now. That's a good point by whoever said this.
We're not getting into that now.
Soto doesn't. Who says Soto wants to be there, you know? Like I said, you know, we'll see what Soto does when it's time. Because isn't he? Oh, he's got to go into arbitrage.
And 3 years potentially.
3 years potentially with San Diego. So we'll see what happens. But, all right, I think that was a good little, that was an hour episode. Shout out to Luke Fernandez. Shout out to Manscaped. Promo code MoSports. Whoa, one more thing. Pick a side. Buy Wings and Things. Pick a side presented by Wings and Things. I got one more segment for us. Sorry, guys. Pick a side presented by Wings and Things. Get the best chicken wings, best fat sandwiches, best catering, best healthy food. And they got a great smoothie spot next door. It's called And It's Good Stuff. They're awesome. They're located in Island Heights, New Jersey, a.k.a. Toms River. Pretty much it's Toms River. Right off of 37 in Vaughn Ave. Make sure y'all go check them out, man. They're great people. Shout out to my boy Vinny, man. But pick a side, dog. Pick a side. Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, man. Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase?
Quarterback aside.
Ooh,
I'm going to go Justin Jefferson because I think he has a little bit more durability to him. And I think he's got a little bit more of a his game relies more on his fanciness and his footwork and his route running more than Ja'Marr Chase, who's somewhat of the athletic type. And I'm not sure, you know, longevity wise, if I had to choose one, I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson.
This is really one of the toughest, like, pick aside. Like, even though this is the second pick aside we've done, this is probably going to be the hardest pick aside I've ever done because, like, I am so torn between both of these players. I mean, I feel like they're definitely like two different players. I feel like Justin Jefferson is more of a Randy Moss type per se. Not like, I'm not trying to compare him to Randy Moss. He's not Randy Moss. He's not even close to Randy Moss, but like, he's tall, he's fast, he can catch and he can go up and he can fucking catch the ball over you. There's nothing Justin Jefferson cannot do.
Ja'Marr Chase
is more of like a
prime Odell vibe.
Yeah. He's like a,
he's special. His hands are special and he's super athletic. And
he's fast as hell, and he runs crispy routes, hella hands, and the chemistry he has with Burrow is just unbelievable. But like, I think I'm gonna take Jefferson too. Like, I hate, like, this is why I hate it's just me and you, because we agree on so much. This is why I don't like when it's just me and you, because we agree too much with each other. Because I agree that I'm taking Justin Jefferson as well.
Just a little bit though.
It's literally 1A, 1B to me. Like, that's such a hard pick. Honestly, Ja'Marr Chase could have a better season than Justin Jefferson just off of the strength that Justin Jefferson's going to get double teamed a lot this year. I really do truly believe that. And Thielen's going to benefit from it. The Bengals, who is their number two wide receiver? It's not Higgins.
Tyler Boyd.
Boyd. Okay. That's another pickup by the Carolina Panthers, by the way. T. Higgins. That was a good pickup by him. But I still got Justin Jefferson.
Just by a tad. We'll see how they do this season. This season will give a really good determination. Scary thing, they both played together at LSU. Hell yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
It's their chemistry is just, it's there. It's there.
Yeah.
I was talking shit when they drafted Ja'Marr Chase over Penny Sewell. Because, like, Joe Burrow was getting fucked up on that line big time. And they still decided to take Ja'Marr Chase.
But they knew
what was good. We knew something that we didn't. Well, that I mean, we knew.
That literally had to work.
It worked.
They were going to catch a shit ton of flack.
That general manager was rolling the fucking dice doing that. But it worked. It fucking worked, and he looks like a genius for it. So, shout out to him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm still taking Justin Jefferson, though. All right. That wraps up Pick a Side by Wings and Things. Make sure y'all get some chicken wings from Wings and Things, man, for sure. This show was presented to you by Manscaped. Type in Mo Sports. Type in Mo Sports for 20% off.
Hell yeah.
20% off Mo Sports apparel.
Save the balls.
And one free month of Mo Sports Premium, and you get to save your balls, and you make your wife / girlfriend / side piece / hoe happy.
Yep.
So... it's a win-win situation. You're helping Mo Sports. You're helping yourself. You're helping your girl. You're helping your balls. All right? So make sure y'all do that. Shout out to everybody who's supporting. We got some big news coming. I'll see y'all soon, though.